I really appreciate your guests there, and it's not no disrespect to them, but there's another great expert. That is, of course, Michael Collins Piper from the American Free Press, who wrote Final Judgment, the book that shook up my world and changed my life, and ended up the real evidence from others. He didn't add any evidence of his own, but it points the finger of guilt directly to Israeli founder and first Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion and the Israeli organized crime family godfather of all godfathers, Meyer Lansky, and his gang.
And so no involvement, well, hold on just a second, but no involvement, though, by the president or the U.S. government or anybody that covered it up. It's just all only Israel, then.
No. My line about that is not who was involved. It was who wasn't involved. They involved everybody. They had the Dallas cops. They had, you know, Johnson was probably involved. Who knows? But there's so many fingers of guilt in that on that thing. But and one of the main points that's been left out of everybody's book is that JFK smoked pot. He smoked pot. One of his early girlfriends, one of those girlfriends, made testimony about that, and then it was just kind of ignored.
Okay, let me just stop you right there. I believe I've even heard Jim, because we're all friendly here, but I think I've even heard Jim attacked before by other people for not saying it's all Israel or something. Jim and Robert Grudden, what's your take on this whole Israel thing? I'm certainly not saying that Israel didn't do a lot of bad things, but how much evidence is it that Israel ran the killing of JFK?
Well,
none at all.
Go ahead, Robert.
None at all.
Right.
This is an anti-Semitic situation that began ago and detracts from where the real evidence is.
The thing is, Israel did not have the power to subvert the Secret Service, the CIA, the FBI, the U.S. military. Although I will say this, people, when you talk about Israel involvement in the Kennedy assassination, if you're looking at it at a lower level, that's really not even possible, as I just said. But if you look at it from the highest level, the people who created the State of Israel, Lord Rothschild is considered the father of modern Israel. And when you look at the people who created Zionism, who then created the State of Israel, who then created communism in Russia, who then created National Socialism or the Nazis in Germany, then you realize these are the same people who are the power structure, the true power structure, the United States. And yes, they at least had to acquiesce in the assassination of President Kennedy.
And there's claims he wouldn't give nukes to Israel. And
that's true.
And that's what happened. You know, I would interview those people. It's just folks have been too nasty to me when I'm just open and friendly. Like if it's a Tex Mars or somebody, we just have them on because they're friendly. You know, it'd be like if a neighbor ran up and threw paint on your face and said, you didn't invite me over for tea. And I'm like, well, if I'd have known you wanted to come over for tea, I would have had you over for tea, but you've thrown paint on me. I'm not going to have you on now. Okay.